Ramble.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm Matt, here with Maggie.
Hello.
Becky.
Hello.
Rainey.
Hi.
And we are so excited to talk to you today. We have so many pieces of advice that people have written in to us asking for our advice because we're so, you know, knowledgeable, qualified, sage, like worldly, all of these wonderful things. Mm-hmm. So people want to know what we think.
Exactly.
So we have a lot of amazing stories, actually. And I picked up some really long stories, but they're worth it.
I'm excited.
They're meaty. They're worth it.
Do we have an overarching theme this episode?
It is, actually. And that's our opener. So the overarching theme is messy situations.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get messy.
Let's get messy.
But first of all, I want to know, Becky and Maggie and Rainey, what's the messiest thing in your life right now?
Messiest.
What's the messiest thing in your life? I feel like I know what Becky's going to say.
Metaphorically?
So the messiest thing, I actually just cleaned it up, is that...
Vomit. Oh.
I had a granuloma on my hand.
Oh.
And
oh.
Now it's gone.
Ooh, did you burn it?
I went to the dermatologist.
Ouch.
And they scooped it out.
Ooh.
But it was this granuloma that was on my finger that I got from, I don't know, they were like, sometimes it happens in pregnancy. And I was like, oh, so fun. But every time I would like hit it against something, it would bleed like profusely. Like,
ouch.
Like massive amounts of blood would just be like pooling down my hand.
That's crazy.
And I had that for about 3 months before I asked my doctor what it was. And it was a granuloma.
Wow.
Mm.
And they cut it out.
Did they numb you?
Okay, so here's the thing. Yes, Rainey, excellent question. So I went to this dermatologist's office that I'd never gone to before. My girlfriend Hannah went with me so she could watch Henny because I was like, I don't know if you can go in this room, Henny.
Mm-hmm.
And the dermatologist was like, this is going to be so quick. Don't worry about it. And I was like, awesome. He's like, we're going to scoop it out, burn it, send it off, test it. I was like, awesome, great, let's do this. Oof. He's like, okay, I'm going to give you the lidocaine shot. And I'm letting you know this is going to hurt because it's in a sensitive, it's in the palm of my hand.
Ooh.
He was
yeah,
like, this is a sensitive part. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, in my head, I'm like,
got this.
I pushed a baby out of my hoo-ha. I have a tattoo. How much could this hurt? It hurts so bad. He was like, breathe, breathe. And I was like,
did you scream?
And he was like, done. He's like, I told you, it was only going to hurt for 3 to 5 seconds. And I was like, doctor, that really hurt. And he was like, yeah, I wasn't lying to you.
I was like,
I was like, it really did. That did not feel good.
No, I feel like all that your really pain hurt. Receptors Ouch. Are there and like your skin so much thicker.
It was just like, ooh, it just felt like he was like stab. It hurt way more than a tattoo. I don't know about childbirth because it was like, you know, it only lasted 3 to 5 seconds. So I feel like not the same comparison, but it definitely was a different pain than a tattoo is.
Mm.
And it really, really hurt. Ugh. And then he scooped it out. The granuloma was sent to a farm to be sent out to the pasture.
A farm.
I miss it dearly. And now I have a black spot on my hand. And Keith said it looks like I got hit with a BB gun.
Yeah, it kind of does.
It does kind of look like it's like ingrained.
It looks still pretty fresh. How long ago was that?
Just like a couple days.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
But they cauterized it.
Woof.
Stunk.
It's still.
It didn't
burning
smell good.
Flesh.
They burned it. They're like.
Wow,
but he was right.
Well, I'm glad you cleaned
like
up that mess
minutes.
On your hand.
I know. So now there's not like random, like there would be like blood like in our house and like really random places because I wouldn't have noticed that I was bleeding and I would grab something. So like the other day I was like grabbing a cup or something and there was like blood on the inside of the counter.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I was a menace. I was a medical menace.
Yikes.
It was gross. So if you guys have any granulomas that are messy, chop them off.
Yeah.
Chop them off, baby.
How about you, Maggie? What's messy
I was about
in your
to ask
life?
You. What's messy? I recently just switched Bowie's dog food over because they discontinued the current one.
Uh-oh.
And I did follow the recommendations of doing it like 25% to 50% to 75%. This dog is just full of poop. I think he poops. He's been pooping like 4 times a day.
Oh.
That's my messy.
And he always had a sensitive tummy.
He's always had a sensitive tummy. So that's.
And his food kind of looks like poop.
Yeah, it does. Ooh.
Comes in a little baggie and you squeeze it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like pate.
Yeah.
It is kind of, it did look like pate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thawed pate.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So that's what's happening in my life. Just drowning poop everywhere. In dog poop. Poop. Mm. So
and
many
it's
poop
been
bags.
Raining in LA. So is there like wet poop in your backyard?
No, we're all pretty good at picking it up right when it happens.
It's all fertilizing.
Yeah, hey.
Fertilizing the bushes right
it's
now.
It's good for the berries, trees. The yeah, citrus yeah. trees.
I mean, the squirrels, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum. They're desperate around here. You
mud
know?
Pie.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Matt?
So mine is also animal related. It's my quail coops.
Oh. Mm-mm.
But it's not even the poops, because the poops are gross to clean up and stuff. But two of my quail got in a fight.
Oh, was it Roger like, again?
Yes, it was definitely Roger. He's the bully. And like spick on the other one. But I opened up the quail coop the other day and it was just like blood splatter. Like it looked like something had been like massacred. Like crazy.
They fight to the death?
They fight. But then you check them and they don't have, there's like no, there's not a scratch. Like you can't even tell where it comes from. Just like.
Did you count them?
Little nick. Yes. they're also there. They're all fine. There's literally nothing, like no. You know,
weird.
No, like scrapes, bruises, yeah. anything on them. So I think they just got one nick, and then they go crazy, and the blood just like all over the cage and stuff. But I opened it, and I was like, "Oh my god,
what happened in here?"
Yeah,
I have a dumb question.
Just clean it up.
That you might know since you have birds. Do birds pee?
They poop and pee at the same time.
Yeah, it's the
Don't
same.
Fact check me though. Fact check me.
No, we should fact check.
Yeah.
I think it's
you
the
said
same.
It with such authority. I
well,
was like,
I used to have
well,
a bird.
That makes sense.
I think
I
used
it's to
the
have
same.
Many birds.
And your bird peed and pooped. They pee and poop at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
they
just
only
like
have
watery
one
poop.
Wait, you used to have birds?
Yeah. When I was younger, I wasn't allowed to have dogs or cats because my parents were
what
really
strict. What
type
of bird did you have?
Uh-huh. I had cockatoos. Mm. I had parakeets.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, one of my birds' names was Eugene.
Yeah. Oh my god, Eugenia.
Eugenia.
Oh
well,
god, so cute.
And then Eugene laid an egg, and so then we called her Eugenia.
Eugenia.
She laid an egg.
She laid an egg.
Did it hatch?
We tried. Oh. No, it didn't hatch.
Oh. It might not have been fertilized.
It wasn't fertilized either. And me and my younger sisters at the time thought that for sure. We like did everything we could to make sure that they had. The bird had enough of the supplies.
The bird felt supported.
Exactly,
in its
exactly.
Labor
and then
journey.
I was like thinking about it. I was like, wait, we only had one bird, but usually birds need to feel. I feel like they have to have like they have to secrete some sort of hormone.
Yeah,
maybe our bird loved
fucks.
Us enough.
They got a fox,
and they have to like feel not stressed. So yeah. They were really
You're
happy in our house.
Yeah,
we're I will say,
caretaker.
Exactly,
a good bird parent.
So yeah. Was it truth?
Yeah. It
they
was.
Pee and poop out the same hole. See, wow. You're lying.
I said it, hole. But I was just like, you know, I know that, but I have not read it in a textbook.
That's
so
why that's bird poop is always just like liquid, kind of liquidy too. You know, it's never like a solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yucky.
Okay, gross.
Okay, gross.
Are you going to get Henny a bird one day? Are you a bird girl?
Literally never.
No?
I don't like birds. Kind of freak me out.
What about reptiles?
I feel like they smell bad.
Mm.
He's got cats.
Rodent? Oh, no, cat. Never mind.
I mean,
fish.
You know what? Henny did like these fish at the children's hospital. They had this
salt
fish
water?
Tank and he was like enthralled by the fish. Mm-hmm. And then my mom was like, you should get him a fish tank. And now I understand the mom plight of, well, who's going to clean the fish tank?
Oh, yeah.
It's me.
It's going to be Becky.
It's me.
You're turning into Kim.
And I learned a fun fact. I learned it from, I have a new the mommy friend tank. And she's a production designer and she did a commercial with a pet company. And she said, cause I was like, what's the weirdest thing you've ever learned at your job? You know, icebreaker type thing. Mm-hmm. And she said that goldfish should not be in round bowls. It's too much stimulation. It like makes them go crazy.
Oh. Ooh.
So she said like when you're watching Where? Commercials now for like, pet stores or like any like fish type things,
yeah.
You'll notice that it's all flat.
Oh.
Because the round ones are too much.
Yeah, I guess because then you can't see the end.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
right.
Like, they said it was like too crazy for their little fish heads.
Their little
to
fish
to comprehend.
Heads.
Wow.
So you're getting goldfish.
Their little Nemo brains.
You're getting goldfish, I'm hearing.
No, he could have another cat. If
maybe like a betta fish might end up in your stocking this year.
Maybe.
I actually had a betta fish when I was younger.
Yeah.
Betas are pretty.
We actually got two betta fish, and then we learned that you're not supposed to have two betta fish.
Oh no!
Because then one wants to be the alpha beta, and then one.
Yeah,
has
you
to
can
be
only
the beta
keep, you can only have one beta. That's it.
That's it.
Unless you have multiple tanks,
it's a cruel world. Right? Yeah,
yeah. That's what if true. You had two tanks close. Next to each other so they could see each other?
I make my whole living room a fish tank.
I mean, that would be a spectacle.
It'll be a choice.
Mm-hmm. Talk about a good conversation starter for your parties.
Yeah.
All of our parties.
All of our parties. Dude, that's all we would talk about.
All of our parties. Would
be Becky's fish tank.
Do you know Becky has a fish tank?
Do you know her whole living room is a fish tank?
It's a fish tank. You go swimming in it.
A dream, the pool. Honestly.
Yeah, it could be a pool. Like those old
the koi
houses,
cons.
The pretty houses.
What?
A moat?
No.
The pretty houses.
What's the house in the Barnstall Art Park? What's that house? There's a pool in it.
An indoor swimming pool?
I don't know. It's like a famous architect.
Oh.
I don't think it's, what's his name? I don't think it's Frank Lloyd Wright, but it might be. But there's like pools. It's like old like 70s vibes.
Oh, just like koi ponds type vibe.
Yeah, but like in your house. Like in your house.
Yeah, not in the courtyard.
Not in the outside of your house.
Oh, in the inside of your house. But then you always, I feel like then you get the aquatic smell, you know?
Ocean.
It's either going to be the smell of like the chemicals to keep it clean or like the pond smell.
Like not thinking of like a smell the last time I was at the aquarium. Unless you're like in the penguin
section. You don't really see because you're behind a lot of stuff.
Been to the Aquarium of the Pacific. Right?
Becky. Henry would love it. We should go.
Where is it?
In Long Beach.
In Long Beach, yeah. That's one.
Or we can go to the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Far away.
The Monterey Bay one's really cool.
Maggie's a big fan.
It's really cool.
She's an aquarium aficionado.
Love an aquarium.
And then you go out to the boardwalk and you have your clam chowder and stuff and you can see all the wildlife that you saw in the aquarium in the bay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's a lot.
Yeah. We gotta go.
Just I'm down.
Top skip jumping away, you know?
Long Beach is really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I went recently and I was like, I should be going here frequently.
It's so pretty, but it's so far away.
It's really a long drive.
One of my best friends lives there and sometimes it's 40 minutes to get to her house and sometimes it's 2 hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
LA, just, man. LA.
Just get in your helicopter.
If only.
Your PJ.
My PJ, not a helicopter. Too scary.
Rainey, do you have something that's messy in your life?
Well,
what's the messiest situation in your life?
I
sounded like you have some drama.
Oh, should I? Do I have drama? No, yeah. I was just thinking of what I did before I left for this job today. Was put vinegar in my sink because the drain is starting to like rust.
Oh.
So I read you're supposed to leave it overnight.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But we'll see if it helps or hinders.
If it doesn't work, you can boil vinegar and put it on top.
Do you know what kind of pipes you have?
Will it erode?
I mean, you shouldn't do it a lot. You can do it every once in a while.
Okay.
But as long as it's not like if you have like PVC.
Oh, okay. That's very good to know. Because there's still time to.
Because it's like corrosive.
Is vinegar corrosive enough? I know Drano gel probably. Not great for PVC piping just because. But vinegar, I'm not sure. I don't know.
I don't have my phone.
Google it.
Vinegar's not that corrosive though. Because you can like put it in your
dishwasher?
Laundry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah.
And it's fine. They say it's like fine. It's not like going to mess anything.
Do you want me to ask
Google
it.
Ask Google.
Can.
I don't want to get canceled for saying it's corrosive.
Vinegar.
But I feel like I was doing it like every day and then I Googled something and it said like not to do it. And I was like,
So
I was putting it in my drain for the garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah. Because I feel like that was on TikTok for a little bit.
Vinegar will not harm your water pipes. Stick to white distilled vinegar if you have PVC piping.
Oh, phew.
Amazing.
Because I was like going to take a little pail and like take it because it's sitting. It's like, you know, pail. So it didn't. So it doesn't go through the pipes, but it's safe.
It can go through.
No.
I feel like unless you have metal, because then it reacts.
So metal's bad?
Well, because then the vinegar probably reacts with your metal pipes, like the lead ones. That'd be my guess.
Really?
Over PVC. Yeah, because that's all the old pipes, like especially all the drain pipes used to be like cast iron.
How do you know?
Like lead. You don't know. Just look under your house.
Matt's going to come over.
Somebody needs to tell me what kind of pipes
I have.
I mean,
rent,
it's an apartment.
Rent,
it's not your
right?
place anyway. So it's
yeah,
rainy.
Oh, yeah. No,
throw whatever you want down the drain.
Okay, good. Yeah, as long as it's not going to like kill me if I put it down the drain. Yeah.
No.
Just call your landlord if it does kill you.
I will be suing if I die.
So you have a messy sink.
Yeah, so I have a messy sink. I'm hoping that this is going to help it, but... Who knows? But you guys did sort of go above and beyond with I was like, I need a poop story as you guys were talking. I was like, everybody's doing poop except me.
Mine started poop, but then it went to blood. So, you know, different.
Yeah, but I mean, that's physical mess. But I feel like these are going to be emotional mess.
That's true. That's a great segue.
The emotional messes that you have for us, Messy Matt?
So Jay sent us a message.
Names change for privacy.
Yes.
Just friends. To start from the beginning, I matched with someone off of a dating app. I couldn't stop thinking about this person, but unfortunately he works a job where he has to be on the road for months at a time. But when he is not on the road, we're in the same city. We keep in touch, but nothing crazy until the summer after we had met when he had a break from work. We spent the summer hanging out all the time and sleeping together.
With the emphasis
sleeping together. Which was 1,000 out of 10, by the way.
That's we love good to for
hear
her.
It. We love to hear it. Get a girl.
1,000.
Get a curly. Wow.
I even met his family, who ended up loving me. Everyone just assumed we were an item, which neither of us ever addressed. The problem is that he would have to do these short trips for about 2 weeks at a time, and every time he left, he would freak out a bit and make sure we were just friends.
Oh.
I mean, this is only halfway through the story, but there's already so many red flags, right? You met on a dating app.
You think that's a
red flag?
No, yeah. But you met on a dating app. What's the purpose of a dating app?
To date.
To date. And then he's freaking out at you.
Oh,
because you're not dating.
I was like, why are you showing up dating apps?
No, it's because they met on a dating app.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to date.
And then he doesn't want to date you, but you met on a dating app because he wanted to date you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so he wanted to hook up.
What's going on?
Okay.
Yeah. Right? Red flag number one.
Okay. Not good.
And these short trips. I don't trust it. Yeah. I'm like, what do you? She never said what he did yet. So I'm like, what do you do on these short trips?
He has a lot of unhealed relationship trauma. And I understood that. So I gave him space. He was married, then cheated on, then separated, and then got divorced. So you can imagine how scary it was for him when he was expecting me, the first person he went on a date with post-separation, to be simply a hookup and turned out to be someone he wanted to keep in his life.
I mean, run around with the red flag. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's not... Well, let's keep going.
Yeah.
I have been patient, and he left for work in August for what will be 8 months. He encouraged me to come visit him, and so I decided to book a ticket. But sometime between August and November, he did his usual freak out and had a conversation with himself instead of with me.
How does she know that? Keep going.
How does she know that? How does she know that?
How does she know that?
How does she know that? I decided that when I went to visit him, I would have a final "What do you want from me?" conversation.
Oh, out of the country. What are we? DTR? An international DTR is risky.
International. Well, I also don't like how she phrased, "What do you want from me?" That's not a healthy way to be thinking about a possible relationship with someone, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently another person appeared who caught his interest, who feeds his savior complex that he has been working hard to fix.
Oh no.
But she works with him, and it's easier to slip into old bad habits than to actually do what is good for yourself. So those 2 week trips.
Oh,
the one who he works with.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Red flags running around.
Yeah.
Red flag thrown. Red flag on the field.
So it's easier to slip into old habits than to do what is actually good for yourself. So I showed up in the middle of him kind of trying to start things with her and being afraid of us being anything more than friends.
Okay. I'm throwing a red flag at her too. There's a red flag on her side now.
Seriously, yeah. Of course, it's someone he works with, but they have a long history, and she also just got out of a relationship and is extremely needy and emotionally manipulative.
Oh, no.
How do you know this, my girl? Red flag.
Yeah.
His work best friend and I talked a lot on this trip, and we can both see that red he is flag. Simply running from healing and allowing himself to be truly happy.
Red flag.
It is really hard to have someone tell you that someone you care about lights up when they talk about you, but you can do nothing but be friends with that someone you want a life with.
Oh.
I think we need to look at expectations here.
Yeah.
Dating app, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay, it's not done yet.
Oh.
The guy and I had the long conversation, and he did apologize and told me he truly wants to keep me in his life as a friend. He also very seriously listened to my advice about what he's doing with this new girl and knows that I was being genuine and able to take my feelings out of the equation. I was like, is that true?
Is that true?
I feel like that's not true.
I think she's having a conversation with herself.
Yeah. Right? Like she's convincing herself that that's what he got from a conversation. I'm writing this as I'm leaving the trip and going home, probably only to see him next year. Now I have to simply hope he protects his peace and I have to emotionally get over someone I never dated and just allow them to be my friend, which I'm okay with because I would rather do that than lose him for my life entirely. It is messy and complicated and he will always have a soft spot on my heart, but I can't really do anything else but be a good friend.
But is it complicated?
I don't feel like. I think it's pretty straightforward.
I feel like it's pretty straightforward.
Yes.
But the sex was 100 out of 10.
1,000.
1,000 out of 10. I mean, get it, girl.
Yeah. Maybe that's what's making it.
It's hard to let go of that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of red flags in here. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe she was just blinded by her sexual encounters with him.
I mean,
she
wanted to keep going. Like the straightforward part is, how would you describe it, the situation?
I would say from an outsider's perspective, what she has written in is she was hooking up with a guy that she was not dating. Mm-hmm. He was going on his job and hooking up with someone at his work who he's not dating. And she is expecting him to be all of these things, like a boyfriend, to fulfill all of these roles for her.
Yeah.
But, and she's putting a lot on him. Like, this is what he's thinking. This is what his emotions are. And it's like, well, you're not his mom. You're not his therapist. And you're not him. So, like, all of those things that you think he's thinking, it doesn't sound like he's telling you that.
No. Right.
It sounds like he's telling you he just wants to be friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is tough and unfun. Yes.
But then also she went to go visit him.
Right.
And he's dating this girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she's supposed to like stay friends with him with this girl. That girl's not going to want her to be friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seems like he wants to have his cake and eat it too and just like have her in his life as like a little doll that he gets to play with every so often. And then he gets to put her away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he's in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like she needs to like
That's what I was
cut
like.
The ties.
She needs to cut him out.
Yeah.
Cut him out. Cut him off.
Cut him off.
Delete.
Yeah,
he's not thinking about you the way you're thinking about him.
Yeah.
And you deserve better than that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It also seems like she's thinking about him way more than he is thinking about her. And it's like for your health and sanity, like
cut that cord. I also feel like in general, when people are getting out of really serious things, it's hard for them to imagine getting into something else, right? So he like just got separated and divorced when she met him.
Well,
so what were her expectations?
That's not what she said. She said she met him when he got separated.
Yeah.
So he was not divorced when she met him. He wasn't even divorced then.
So
she was like, I feel like she's like an emotional crutch for this guy. Mm-hmm. You know.
So you're saying she's having the savior complex?
Maybe a little.
I mean, she did say he needs to heal. He needs to heal like a bunch of times. Yeah. Like, okay, like you need to work on yourself. It's like, well.
I just hope that she looks back and reflects on her actions too, you know, it's a lot of like he's doing this, he's doing that, and it's not like how I could have avoided being in this, you know.
Yeah,
because I feel like at the end of the day, that's what we all want to do, right? We want to like get better, hopefully, get better, stronger, improve. How do we avoid things like that in the future?
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think as much as she wants to stay friends with him, it's probably the healthier thing to not.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think so. I think she needs to cut the ties.
Yeah.
And self-reflect and heal.
Would you text
him? She obviously needs to heal.
And heal.
Would you officially cut the ties or would you just like drift off? Would you be like, hey, we should stop talking? Or would you just not respond?
I feel like from the way she talked about him, she could not respond and he
would not care.
He wouldn't care, but I feel like he wouldn't pursue anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like if she stopped giving him attention.
Yeah, I think that's probably
from a totally outsider perspective.
Yeah, from just
from
this
the way
right
she
in.
Wrote on right? this thing, it sounds like he would just be like, "Okay,
well,
I'm
going to
continue
person.
With this other person. Bye,
bye."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Messy.
Messy.
I think the peak messiness of the story is when she went to go see him.
Yeah,
that was really messy.
Yeah.
I also think some boundaries were crossed when she went to talk to his work best friend. I was like, there does have to be some separation of your work and personal life. So like, maybe that was kind of uncomfortable for the work best friend.
Yeah.
to be talking about this. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what he does. I really wish we knew.
It's never said.
But,
well, yeah. Good luck.
Definitely good luck. Godspeed.
Glad you walked away.
Yeah.
But walk away more. Walk further away. You know? I have to commend her for, you know, what she did well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
She like recognized that it wasn't going to be a healthy situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She seems very empathetic.
Yes.
But I feel like it's now being weaponized against her. Mm-hmm. So she needs to snatch that back, walk away.
Drive your own life.
Beep, beep.
Amazing. Okay, next one. This is also a long one. I told you these are meaty stories. There's a lot in there.
Juicy.
Juicy. Juice.
These are juicy burgers.
Juicy burgers.
Give us the burger juice, Matt.
Okay. This is from M.
Okay.
M. So there's something that happened to me a while ago that I thought I'd share. I'm 25 now, but when I was 19, so 6 years prior, I started dating someone who was 25.
No.
Uh-oh.
Red flag.
Red flag.
I know. And I didn't think about it then, but I do now.
Well, yeah, because you were a kid.
After 2 years of dating, I had to leave the U.S. and moved abroad. We tried long distance.
Okay.
We tried long distance, but we grew apart and I broke up with him about 6 to 8 months later.
Good for her.
A long time, but, you know, glad she finally did it. He kept writing me every week and it would be flirty and how he was so depressed and no one would make him feel better, how he was so sad and no one understood his life like I did. I would tell his sister to look out for him and I would not respond to him. Only for a girl to later message me telling me to stop writing her boyfriend. Like, who is your boyfriend? Because I'm not talking to any guys.
Yes. That is queen behavior.
It was then when I found out this girl and my ex's anniversary date was the day after I left the U.S.,
Whoa.
He had been cheating on me the whole time. He then told me to fuck off and to not ruin his relationship. When I didn't even message the girl, she found me. And how am I ruining anything? It's his actions. He never told her about me. She left him and he has us both blocked. So now no one will know what happened. I did tell his close family. And they're well aware of what happened from my point of view.
At your face.
I don't know why she felt the need to tell them. Because I still follow some of his family members. I've noticed that he has a new girlfriend.
Man. Another one.
Who has no idea of any of the things he's done.
Oh, sometimes, man.
Girlfriend.
Sometimes the girl who messaged me and I, wish we could let this girl know that this guy is all types of screwed
up. This is the plot of The Other Woman, maybe.
Starting with the fact that he got me to be with him while I was still 19. I'm 25 now, and I would think twice about dating a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Meaning she wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was able to cheat while in long distance for 6 to 8 months while messaging me and flirting after we broke up and dating his ex at the same time.
Also, the day she left was their anniversary. So there's probably a little crossover.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any advice? Many people say to let it be because sharing what he did with us, with this current girl, might not change anything. And I get it. But sometimes I wish I could give this girly a little warning too.
This is very John Tucker Must Die vibes.
No.
This is crazy. Like, how did the girl find her? You know what I mean? She had to have snooped.
She snooped. Yeah.
She had to have snooped.
She snooped
to find the messages that this guy was sending to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
But then she would have seen the blocks of texts without responding.
Right. Exactly.
So why would she be mad at the writer in?
And maybe she just saw her name in his DMs and was like, why is this person in the DMs?
Why are you talking to this girl?
Yeah.
But then why didn't she confront the man about the girl? Why is she confronting the girl about?
Well, often, Matthew. Often.
Yeah, that happens.
That happens.
Like, that's, you tempted him.
Yeah, you.
That's bad behavior, Becky. Bad
agreed.
Behavior.
Agree.
Yeah.
But then I also don't understand why she's still talking with his family. Like, how long? They shouldn't say how long they were dating, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like it's more another, like, you need to cut ties with this person. Number one, yes, you should absolutely think twice if you're 25 years old. Dating a 19-year-old, don't do that.
Kind of a significant age
it's
gap
a big age.
At that point.
Yes, it's legal, but that's...
You're in different life stages, obviously.
Yeah. What do you have in common?
Mm-hmm. Different cognitive levels.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut that man off. Cut that creepy man off. And don't talk to his family anymore.
And now she's like good friends with the girly, I guess. The ex-girlfriend.
I mean, we love to see women come together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like she's trying to be vindictive, right?
Oh,
she wants to warn this other girly. No. She wants to get back at him, right?
By telling family.
I think it could be both.
I think she is worried about someone else succumbing to his shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also...
Could he have changed, though?
He probably won't. He'll probably find somebody else. I don't know.
Yeah.
Once a cheat,
I mean, now he's 31, right? She's 25 now.
Yeah.
Then he's 30. He's like 31 now because it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
He's his family's problem now. Cut him off.
Cut him on.
You told his family what he did.
Also, that's very manipulative behavior to be like, you're the only one who understands me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, his mental health is not your burden to bear.
Right.
No. Yeah. Unpack that load. Take that book bag off. Burn it.
No. That is not.
That does not belong to you. And I don't think it's healthy to, like, keep dwelling on this man. Like, you got to live and let live. Like, time to go.
Yeah. I think she should
say goodbye.
Yeah. I don't think... Don't tell the girl.
Don't tell the girl.
It's
don't
not
get
worth
yourself
your time.
Involved.
It's not worth your mental space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone has to learn.
It does seem like he's taking up a lot of mental space in her mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate that.
And I want to erase that for her so she can free it up for fun things.
Yeah.
Like fostering her new beautiful friendship with this other girl.
Yes. Yeah. At least she has support from.
Well, that's a good thought.
Yeah. From all of this, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, wasn't he such a piece of shit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take a shot. That's how I imagine the conversation going.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I cut the ties. Cut them.
Yeah.
That's the theme. Really, it's not messiness. It's cutting the ties.
Cutting off the mess.
Cut the mess away.
Cutting off the mess.
Do not do like John Tucker Must Die.
I mean, have you ever been in such a messy situation?
I will say, I know two of my friends. Have like they like went on a date with a guy or were supposed to hook up with a guy on a day that then later they found out on social media was an anniversary. Like that day. Two separate
that's
people.
That's a lot.
I know. So I'm like, I think that's a thing of like guys somehow I don't know.
Like, weird. People,
I know. Like, they were like, oh, okay, like I guess going on multiple dates at once on one day, saying, will you be my girlfriend on the same day that you have another date? Yeah. And now this girl, too.
How do people have the time?
Yeah, where do people get the time to do these things?
I feel like
it's a lot of emotional energy to
imagine.
Connect with one person, let alone like two or three. My goodness. Yeah.
How do you find them, too? I can't find one.
The dating app.
You have multiple? I know.
Apps.
I gotta. Rainy on Raya.
Yeah.
How's your Rainy on Raya journey going?
It's going horrifically. I'm still no word.
Still stalwarted. Huh?
Yeah. I also am like, I don't know. I think maybe I need to get back into Hinge grind set, but I don't know. Maybe I'll move my location to like what's the hottest city in LA? Silver Lake?
Silver Lake's fun.
Silver Lake's good. That's
Santa Monica.
Yeah. I mean, but then you have to drive to
Santa
Monica.
I feel like it's what type of vibe are you looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the person that you want to be? And then you can start there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a networking event. If you want to meet someone in like media, you could go to like a networking thing.
Yeah.
Rainy, you should get into pickleball.
Yes.
Oh my God. You have a pickleball hookup right here.
You and Zach are really pickling.
Zach's been pickling more than I have.
Yeah.
He's been going in
every day
before
practically.
Work.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pickle
like,
heads.
He'll like shake me in the morning. He's like, you want to go pickle? And I'm like, no, I'm going to sleep in.
You want a pickle?
But, okay. pickleballing.
It also allows pickles.
Because they you also are open paired play. Up, right? You're paired with random people.
And you kind of like switch off. Yeah,
it's a good way to meet some people.
What's
remember?
The usual say age yes. demographic? Yes.
So the age demographic is very wide.
Okay, last well, week we I don't played, want Rainy with like an 80-year-old man.
I know,
man.
I played an 80-year-old man. Another place. I got some ideas.
Or do we?
We could go to the dog park, Rainy.
I think that's very good also. Oh. I definitely
Rainy
want a dog
animals.
Lover.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
somebody
Rainy
with a cute
animals.
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if their dog likes me, then they'll like me.
Exactly.
Chain of command.
And that's just like an open
place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of
open
like, you, it's, yeah, you can definitely chat with people.
You
it's
don't have to really
chat.
Think about like icebreakers. You just...
Oh, who's
this?
Yeah. Is that
what
you're
But then what are they going to say when they're like, and your dog is...
that's
he's over
great.
There. He kind of just...
he's somewhere.
You could give a sob story. My dog just died.
You could just point.
So I'm here.
No, you could just point in like a general direction. Not,
so I'm here to
don't
be around dogs because I miss him so much.
Oh my God. Matt, that is red flag. Manipulative red flag. Red flag.
I love red it. It'd be flag, such good thrill. Drama though, wouldn't it?
That would be
Why don't you let Rainy borrow one good. Of your dogs? You have three.
Oh,
well, that's
can
true.
I can borrow Pesto.
Yeah.
Kimbop is at your house already. Ready to go. He's already there.
Does he like the dog park? Will he? Does he? Is he friendly to other dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but he doesn't really like, they don't pay that much attention to the other dogs at the dog park.
Pesto will just stand next to you. So you can be
yeah,
like, this
like,
is my dog.
They like explore the dog park, but not the dogs. That's weird. They're like antisocial there for some reason. Probably too much chaos. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
I mean, they like their controlled space. Yeah. No new friends.
Yeah.
No new friends.
I get
only
that
the
vibe.
Three of them. Mm.
Only the three
just
of them.
Just the three of us.
They just like their just dads. The their quiet friends. Little life with their quails.
With their quail.
I mean, Hills sit and watch the quail for hours and hours.
Yeah.
He's on patrol.
Hunting.
That's where all that blood
if
came from.
If he had the
Matt.
Opportunity, he would have already eaten them all.
Ooh, you know, Rainy, you could take like a pottery class. Too.
I think pottery is good.
Oh, pottery, that's
I
hot.
Feel like
I got all these ideas for
I know.
You. There's like a place on Beverly that like do they have like two studios. And there last time I went, there was like a good variety of young people.
Really? Young people.
I'm surprised.
Okay, senora.
I was picturing like an older crowd at the pottery place. But
no.
No.
There's like a no,
there's
I would
my
say,
future husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there on Beverly.
Yeah.
Right on Beverly.
I gotta go because I do love a pottery.
Throwing pots.
Throwing pots.
Because that's the thing. It's like I can go out, but I don't really like going out. So then I'm going to meet people who like going out. But if I go to pottery, I do like going to pottery.
Yeah.
I meet that kind of person.
Yeah.
That's true.
Link an activity together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. Well, I still think about how you guys were like, yeah, I probably went on like 50 to 100 dates. I don't know if you were there for that episode.
I was like, that wasn't me.
That's quite a few dates.
That's a lot of dates.
I think you said that, though.
For what?
Yeah.
In my whole life?
When Kelsey Darrow was here, yeah. First date.
Yeah, in your whole life.
In my whole life? No, not 100.
Oh, wait, maybe it was David Dang. Sorry.
So you're
I think
a liar.
It was David Dang.
Yeah. Mm. How many do you think you've been on? How many first dates? Mm-hmm.
Probably like 30 or 40.
I don't know how many first dates I've been on. My eyes won't stop.
Probably 300 at this point. Jeez.
Probably like 500, 600.
Each night in the food hall at school was a date.
Yeah, I really got snatched up young. So there was like, it was like college. It wasn't like we even went on like dates.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe like I went on dates and then I like dated people.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the shortest I ever saw someone was like 3 weeks. Did
Matt,
like a couple
have you
dates
ever gone
didn't
on a
work
date?
Out. And I was like,
multiple dates in one night. Have you ever done that?
No, I never did that.
Mm.
Have you?
No. I was just wondering.
If I was on a, most of the time it'd be like, you go on a date and you'd be like, I'd rather be hanging out with my friends. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So why would you stack dates that were all probably going to be, I mean, that's probably a bad mindset to go in thinking like, I'd rather be with your friends before you even go on a date.
Yeah.
Rainy, you don't
want
to go hang out.
Do you go to a gym? This is Eugene and Matt.
Oh,
the gym.
That's true.
My
yeah.
sister and her boyfriend also met at the gym. So that mm-hmm. could be big, but
that
I don't really. I usually just run outside.
Or
but,
like
a
or
yoga
like
class.
Fitness classes.
Oh, could you run somewhere? Like a,
oh,
like a
running club?
Yeah.
That's
really
good
a run
idea.
Club?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Or a walk club. Sometimes
a
they
walking
do hike
club, is cute.
Club.
Oh, yeah. Just I'm on my way on the mountain, finding love on a mountain.
Oh, I love that
That'd
journey.
Be good.
Have you thought about a dating show?
See, that is interesting to me.
We gotta get show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that could
like
be really big.
Naked and Afraid,
I feel like we could get her on The Bachelorette or one of those franchises.
Bachelorette. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so
one
many.
Of the offshoots.
There's so many. Yeah, there's so many options.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. Real
Love
World.
Is Blind makes me, that is nerve-wracking.
That's nerve-wracking.
Love and Blind seems mm-hmm. like an ordeal. Those people are like sleeping in the pods. You know what I mean? They're like talking with people and dating and stuff. They're like asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Like, it looks exhausting.
Like, it looks like sleep deprivation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
24/7.
It looks exhausting.
I don't want that.
Having to talk with all those people.
Yeah.
Okay, Rainey, we don't want you on that one.
Yeah, that one's too hard. Mm-mm, mm-mm. That one's too challenging.
What about more like Love Island?
Love Island, I think, would be really fun. Because then you get a girl gang too, I feel like. Yeah. It's like your friends. Yeah. It's a building community through Love Island.
Yeah. Dancing with the Stars.
Community.
I actually think that it would be fun to do like a Love Island, but like it's not even filmed. Mm. Somebody can set that up. So it's like low production value. But it's just like you just try and date people.
Yeah.
Real life Love Island.
Island dating. Yeah. Love Island.
I want to see like an adult. Not daycare. An adult day camp.
Rainey, have you thought of daycare?
Hot.
Hot. No, I know what you mean about like, okay, and then there's like obstacle courses and like mud pits or whatever.
Could like adult, fun. Yeah, camp.
Camp?
Mm-hmm. Camp.
Adult camp?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet Kelsey Darry went to an adult camp.
This is fun.
One of my friends got married at an adult camp. Cute. Like she rent out the whole place. So you could do like all the different activities.
That's
and stuff
really fun.
During the wedding weekend.
That is really fun.
Have you thought about meeting someone at a wedding?
I think that's most realistic. Yeah. I know. And I think I'm about to get into the wedding season of my life.
Whoa, your life.
Because I went to my first wedding.
For your life. Your first wedding.
As an adult, like not a flower girl.
Oh. Rainey was a flower girl.
I was a flower girl for so many
weddings.
Rainey,
you're my favorite person.
Rainey was like, I was a flower girl up until last year.
To describe it.
Like constantly was a flower girl.
Yeah.
I just, yeah, everybody.
It's like
27
dresses
me.
With 27 flowers.
I went to a wedding. I can't remember whose it was. I want to say Miles and Sarah's, but correct me if I'm lying and putting this on their wedding. But didn't they make all the single people stand up?
Yes. Which is great.
I think that's really helpful because it takes the guesswork out of like if people are together at the wedding and you can kind of like scan the room really fast and be like, okay, single.
Okay.
Got it. Mm. So you don't accidentally spend
the whole night
or like talking to someone for a while and then they like never bring up that they're dating someone or like they're not giving dating vibes.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, and then this is my girlfriend. You're like, oh my gosh, now I'm heartbroken for no reason.
Yeah.
Like I just invested. I just created a whole future with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The mind games.
Yeah. The mind games are tough. But
very tough.
That's but and this is to this girl's point of like, it's like sometimes it's like when you have somebody who's like, you know, it's hard to let them go when you like have somebody who you like.
And you've like emotionally put in a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's hard to give it up.
Well, this next story will be a real doozy then because.
Uh-oh.
A juicy.
Okay. Uh-oh.
As a single young female.
Oh, same.
I have tried dating apps and they have not worked.
Yeah.
I have been ghosted many times or it just hasn't worked out. Mostly because of my busy work schedule. I work most every weekend, evenings, and holidays.
Wow.
And the fact that I do not want kids.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I like meeting people in person, but it can be difficult. I have asked guys I've met in public places, group settings in the past, but apparently they had girlfriends. And yes, I did ask probing questions about their relationship status before asking them out, but some men can't take a hint.
Mm.
Oh?
I try not to let it get me down. I don't know. I know that I'm a cool person. I enjoy spending my own company. I enjoy spending time in my own company. And no, I don't need a man. But it'd be nice to have a life partner.
Aww.
What advice do you have for someone who has been rejected and ghosted a lot? And what advice do you have to ask someone out in person upon just meeting them? I mean, that takes a lot of courage.
That takes a lot of courage.
When you just meet someone and was like...
Shooting your shot that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
What's your pickup? What's your go-to pickup line, Rainey?
Well, I was just thinking, I was like, okay, thinking about in public spaces, I was at a grocery store and this guy like said something to me about I was reading the label. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I was at Air Juan.
I knew it.
So I was reading the label and I was like, so interesting. Like, this is sulfite free, but isn't sulfite in shampoo? Like, why is that relevant? So I was just like in my own head. And then this guy is like, oh, like how's the ingredients on that? And I was like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't have sulfite, but I don't know why that's relevant. And he was like, okay, cool. And I was like,
was it wine?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was a pastry. It was like a cake.
Oh.
I know. It was so anyways,
Erwan.
I don't know.
Erwan things.
Yeah. And then, so I like left. And then he came back to me or like in a different aisle. He was like, hey, I just like, you're really pretty. And I like wanted to ask if you wanted to get lunch.
Really?
Well, he was like older.
Oh,
and rainy. Also, what I realized after I left was I was like, he wasn't shopping. Like he didn't have a basket or anything. So
but you could be shopping without a basket
or like no.
Is that weird?
He had nothing in his hands.
Yeah, it was just.
Well, at Erewhon, you can get food. I mean, not to defend this man, I don't know.
I think he was shopping for a girl.
For a woman. Because I
shopping for
myself.
He was shopping for a girl.
How old was he, do you think?
I think he was probably like 35.
No, Rainy, no way.
I know. So I was just sort of like, wait, what was your plan to like go to the grocery and like see if there's
pick up a
I mean, was he going to buy you a free Erewhon lunch though?
Was he going to get you?
That maybe it might have been worth it.
Buffalo cauliflower. Entree and two sides. Please.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, that Erewhon is, that would sweeten the deal. But
how would you get out of it? Like, what did you say?
I was just like, oh, I have a boyfriend.
Did you feel uncomfortable?
I don't have a boyfriend.
Oh. Yeah, you,
but yeah, I'm just wondering if like maybe, I don't know. I do respect the asking in public because I think sometimes that can be romantic, but sometimes I think just it's like a little overwhelming. So she might be getting rejected, not because of her, but just because of it's like more of a movie thing than a real life
context.
Thing. You know? Yeah. Or she's like, whoa, I
guess
don't
if someone like runs up to you in the park and like asks you, you're like, have you been stalking me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, where
that's
are you
interesting.
From?
It's the ideal scenario is someone introduces you to someone. Right? Yeah.
That is.
Like that, because then that gives credibility that you're not like a weirdo.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's the dream.
Maybe she could try asking around with her friends and being like, hey, if you know anyone that's single, I'd love to meet up. And
yeah, give me a blind, put me on some blind dates.
Yeah,
or like
have
hang
coffee
out
or something.
Put me on some blind dates.
But I do get that that's harder as you get older because like even thinking about all of my friends, I'm like, oh, I really don't have that many single friends.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes, I don't know what kind of social setting she is in, but I feel like if I met someone out in public, let's say a grocery store, that does feel like a bit forced. Whereas like if you are interacting, let's say at like a gym where you like, oh, I've seen this person like, 7 different mornings. And
Or if you're at like a party, it's like, okay, we both know somebody at this party. Like you're not a complete, like who knows what your situation is.
Yeah.
Or what, who you are, where you come from, or like where, anything about them. Mm-hmm. Just totally random. But I don't know. Some people probably like the adventure too. Of like, oh,
sometimes
who is this
works.
Random person?
Yeah. That's true. Sometimes the cold call works.
Yeah.
I got hit on at a pizza place when I was with my parents.
With your
recently,
parents.
Recently,
they're like, "Hello, Whoa. Dawn."
They wanted the full family special.
Yeah,
can I take out your daughter, please?
Yeah. Wow. What did you say? What did they say? Would they say, "Hey, you're so
well,
pretty"?
Well, this is what happened.
Oh my god.
So I already had feet. Oh, this is what god. You got to hear. Keith said I maybe didn't respond in the best way possible.
Oh god, what did you do?
So this is what happened. What happened was.
What happened was?
Kim and Don were with Henny outside. Uh-huh. I went into the pizza place with child.
Okay.
But I didn't go into the restaurant with the child. I was going in to order and come back out because we got food from one place. I was going to get a glass of wine.
Okay.
So I go inside to this place that I've been before.
Mm-hmm. So you were going in to have a glass of wine by yourself?
No, I was getting the wine. It's a place where you like go in and you can eat outside. I see. And so we got food from one place. I was getting drinks from another.
Yeah.
So I walked in and it was the day Rosanna Pansino was on this podcast. And we have been joking about like feet.
Okay.
Like Wiki feet type things. Yeah. And I was saying that like, oh, I just have an okay rating on Wiki feet. Like it was like fine. It wasn't amazing.
Are you on Wiki?
I haven't even looked.
I haven't looked.
Yeah, you should look.
try not to.
Because it was like
bring
I was,
dogs
Rachel
out.
And I were looking at our Wiki feet. Anywho. So I had feet on the brain already, right? I had that Wiki feet in my head because we had just been talking about Wiki feet.
Feet girl over here.
And so I go into this pizza shop and I order my wine and the guy goes and gets the bottle and he's opening it up and he's like, are you married? And I was like, yeah. And I only had my wedding ring on. And he was like, oh, does your husband ever tell you you have nice feet?
What? You were at a bar. Like,
I was right. It wasn't a bar.
He definitely has some foot fetish. Huh?
Yeah. It wasn't a bar. It's like a...
I'm assuming he's behind a counter.
Service counter.
Yeah. It's a service counter. He's at a service counter. Yeah. And I was wearing Reeboks for anyone wondering.
So
Reeboks
your feet weren't
with
even
slouchy.
Exposed.
No, with slouchy things.
What?
And I said, oh, no, I guess he's never said that, but I do have a pretty good Wiki feet score.
Oh, no, Becky.
And
he
was like, why did you say that? And I was like, because I was trapped. I was waiting for my wine. What was I going to say? No, don't talk about my feet, you little freak. Like, I couldn't do anything. And he was like,
He's like, send me the link.
Gosh.
It didn't stop. He goes, yeah, I think it's because they're so small. And I was like,
this is so bizarre.
7.5
Oh my God, Becky!
You're giving him. Oh God.
What was I supposed to do? I don't know what I should have done differently in that situation.
I feel like you changed the topic.
I feel like you did the best you could.
I tried. I was like, I can't leave here. I need to get my wine.
You should have been like, no, that hasn't happened. But do you have any orange wine? That's what you should have said.
But I already ordered. He was struggling to open the bottle.
I know, especially when and someone is in charge of
me wanted
your
to be like, give me the fucking bottle. Open it myself.
You
could have
been like, is this your first time opening the bottle? Yeah. Is this your first shift?
It really, I mean, he was taking a while with it. To his credit.
Maybe he was doing that on purpose to keep you at the counter longer.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely that could have been it. But to his credit, he did give me a really big glass of wine.
Oh.
Like, I've been there before.
Those
and we've
feet were
wine.
Put to work that day.
And I've only gotten a little bit. And this one was like,
did your little fat
pour?
The second you got your wine
my
glass,
tiny
did you
little
run away?
The minute he passed that wine glass to me, I scooted out as fast as I could. At full speed, ran for the door.
He probably
my mom was like, did you get napkins? And I was like, no. Let me tell you about this guy who likes my feet. And then, we had ordered, I think we got like pizza or something too. And someone else brought it out. And my dad's like, is that the foot guy? Like, as he's dropping it off. No. And I was like, I was like, don't make this poor man feel bad. But then I was like, I guess he did talk about my feet a lot.
Yeah.
But I talked back. And that's what Keith said. He's like, well, you brought up the wiki feet.
Right.
He was like, you probably shouldn't have brought up the wiki feet.
I mean, it is a, like, it's flex. If somebody's interested in feet, it's like, well, you can
but
find
then
my
he thought
he's going to look at your credit
Keith
card.
Like,
Keith
was like, well, maybe
you
thought
up.
He was, you were trying to show him your wiki feet or something.
Oh.
Or that you were like a foot person.
I got to look at my wiki feet, though, because
my
feet are
flustered,
always.
I feel like.
When,
and
I don't know what to say.
You're just caught off guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just caught off guard.
Because also, obviously, I was there with my baby.
Yeah.
But I guess I didn't have my baby with me, so.
Yeah. If you're staying for a little bit.
I'm like, I don't even know, sir.
Wait, but Matt, when was the last time somebody asked you out in public?
Matt's like yesterday.
Like
Matt's like
morning.
Once a day.
I don't know.
Every pizza boy I see.
Every day.
Every day.
Give out fake numbers left and right.
Oh my God.
You give out fake numbers?
I used to, yeah.
Okay, you used to, not anymore.
Yeah. Now I give off energy like, you know.
You give off don't talk to me energy.
Don't touch me.
Some people don't like get it.
Yeah.
I feel like
some people don't.
Where you're like, talk to the
back
hand.
Back off.
Talk to the granuloma.
Whoa. All right, we have one more for today.
Yeah.
Okay.
One more advice.
Down.
Another beautiful story.
Like so, I work
another
in a pizza store.
Messy situation.
And the most beautiful toes I've ever seen came in.
This is from Kay. There is a person who has reached out to me who is going through a myriad of really tough things. He ostracized himself from quite a few people, including myself, a year ago because of inappropriate behavior while drunk. He has a current potential bad diagnosis from a doctor, and he's also separating from the mother of his child. That person needs help. I don't feel comfortable having a one-on-one friendship with him. In the past, we only ever saw each other in a group, but he now has almost no friends, definitely no close ones, and he has reached out to me wanting to talk more. I met up with him once a few weeks ago, which he asked to be in a hotel room at 8 p.m.
What?
Red flag. Red flag.
His young son was there and the only reason why I agreed to go. Because I wanted to make sure he wasn't in a very bad place. But now that had opened a window and he has phoned me a few times, which I haven't answered, and yesterday he messaged me asking if I was free to talk. I'm okay with being friends with him in a group setting, but I'm uncomfortable being the person he leans on for support.
Ooh.
His family has helped him, and I know he's seeing a therapist, so he isn't completely alone. I'm currently just taking a long time, like half to 1.5 days before replying to his messages. But I feel bad and don't know if this is the right way to deal. I don't like ignoring people, especially if I'm worried about their mental health, but I can't think of any nice way to say that I can't be that type of friend for him. Mm. What do I do?
Tricky.
I feel like that person needs to talk to the bigger group of friends, maybe like one or two of them to kind of tag team checking in on him. If you seriously feel uncomfortable being one-on-one. And I guess he has kind of ostracized himself from the friend group, but see if there's maybe like someone else that can kind of share that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you can't be that person's one and all. It's good that he's seeing a therapist.
Mm-hmm. And that his family supports him.
And, yeah. That's
he's going through a lot of life changes right now.
Yeah. But if you feel uncomfortable, you should always listen to your own intuition. And
don't go to the hotel room at 8 p.m.
Feels wrong.
No. Yeah.
Listen to your what the voice inside your head is telling you.
Yeah, I feel like that was kind of a mistake.
To see him in the hotel room?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not only just agreeing to talk to the person, you're traveling to a hotel.
Yeah.
Even if the kid was there to talk with him. Like, so that's going to put different things in his mind, you know?
Set some boundaries and be like, I can hop on a call right now. Or if you want to get a coffee really quickly or like something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so intense and like makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Or just be honest and say like, I feel like this friendship is a little too much for me right now and that you're putting a lot of responsibility on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think I can be there for you in the way that you need someone to be there for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like that's a nice way to put it.
Because like you can't keep being uncomfortable. I'm like, ugh.
I guess it depends how good of a friend I was with them before
everything
happened.
Yeah.
If I was really good friends with them before, then I'd probably try to put it in a nice way like that. But if I wasn't really...
Mm-hmm.
I probably would just stop responding. I'm not gonna lie.
Because
you don't want to give a person who's reaching out for things some type of stability within you, right? Because then they're gonna keep coming to you because you're gonna, even if you're responding half a day later, they're still gonna keep coming to you.
Like a half a day, I don't think it's that slow.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that might be confusing. Like you might be like, oh, she's responding like pretty quickly.
Yeah, like she's showing some type of stability. So you can't, so he's going to keep going to her for that, right? So I feel like she needs to like either not respond anymore or like.
I feel like it's hard when you feel like morally bad for someone.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Especially a bad diagnosis. You're that's like, the part that really kind of throws me about it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
And you feel like they don't have anyone. You're like, okay, well, if I leave, then am I their last tether to the.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's a lot of responsibility to put on yourself.
Yeah, you're not responsible for other people's mental health.
Yeah. And maybe it is enabling him a little bit too.
Yeah.
You know?
To deal with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That he's wronged or asked. Like,
yeah.
He ostracized himself by doing something. So he obviously has something he needs to work through with all those other people.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, that is messy and sticky.
I would say find a way out, whether it's talking to him or just stop responding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we've all been like been where it's like, oh, this person like wants to be friends and I like don't really want to be friends. And it's just like very, it's not where you want to be.
Mm. I mean, it's bad if you're uncomfortable being friends with someone. That's like not a good
position
to put yourself in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not smart.
If you're skeeved out at the idea of going to a hotel to meet them and you go anyway, I feel like that's really ignoring a lot of.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like the beginning of all the cult documentaries where they're like, well, I really didn't want to do this, but I thought I should just go. And then they slowly eliminate that part of your gut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like a tactic
they normalize cult. Things.
Yeah. Yeah. They normalize you questioning yourself and questioning that gut feeling.
Get out.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
You got to go, girly.
Because even if you don't respond to him one-on-one and if you see him in a group setting, it's like fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're going to see him in a group setting since all the friends seem to be upset with him.
Those lower stakes.
Yeah. Or maybe let him know you could, you know, try and be friends later on once he's kind of figured out his own stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe like, kind of sweet, like just like soften the blow a little. Of like, I know you're going through a lot, but like, like let's get through that, this chunk and then.
Yeah. Let's regroup later and check in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe even be like, okay, I'm super busy with work for the next 6 months or something. I don't know. That maybe it doesn't work, but.
You just always say you're dealing with your own stuff. I have a lot going on right now. I have to deal with a lot of my own stuff.
Yeah.
I can't talk to you right now.
Yeah, I can't be there for you in the way you need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. That's nice, but direct.
Yeah.
I would text it.
Yeah.
I would text it. Also, just to have I like having everything in writing. I'm not a phone call person. I'm like, write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down.
Show those receipts.
I want receipts. I want receipts so there are no misunderstandings.
So you can tweet them later.
screenshot it. So I can screenshot it, send it to the world.
Yes. Amazing.
Sorry, beautiful girlfriend. Yeah. That's hard.
Not fun.
Yeah. No.
Super hard.
You gotta look out for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't burn that's yourself true out.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't sacrifice amazing yourself for that person.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you all listen to our sage advice. Mm-hmm. Let us know what happens. We love follow-ups.
We yes love updates.
We love updates. We want to know what happened, good or bad, pretty or ugly. We want it all.
We want everything.
We want it all. But thank you so much for sitting with us today. Remember to vote. Register to vote. Vote. Wash your hands. Get vaxxed. Get boosted. Pee after sex. Be nice to yourself. Look out for yourself. And tip your servers. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.